good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join us, you can call, you can text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon hates, we continue to call Twitter.
We always enjoy a nice, robust audience when Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation area comes
Absolutely.
Here. Absolutely. And this day is unlike, it's none better.
It's not an exception.
Words are hard, Jane.
Words are hard. We see a big bounce on our stream numbers when Dan joins us.
It's just Schaefer bump. But I'm just putting this out here to all the people. Hi, you can talk to us. Give us your thoughts.
Yeah, share your comments on the live stream. There's a little comment button there.
Yeah.
You can click on that and jump on the live stream and join the conversation.
We'd love to have, Brandon would love to have you. Andrew, I know Tony would love to have you.
Absolutely. But we would love to have you join the conversation. Speaking of conversations.
Oh, boy.
If you would like to have a face-to-face conversation.
Oh, yes.
Tomorrow, I will be out at the Waukesha Farmers Market in the parking lot of the Waukesha State Bank right along the river. In downtown Waukesha, I will be out there tomorrow from 9 to 11. Look for the Civic Media tent. We have a fabulous wheel of prizes. We've got two chairs. If I annoy you, if there's something you would like to say, long form.
Oh, I'll be there.
Long form. Come on down tomorrow, 9 to 11. I'll buy you a cup of coffee. We can split a scone of peace, and you can speak to your heart's content. Come on out.
Scone. We need a scones of peace theme.
We'll work on
like
that.
Like the scones of and peace.
Scones of peace on me tomorrow, Waukesha Farmers Market. Come on by. I'll be down there from 9 to 11. The market itself runs from 8 until noon. All right. We started off last hour with a round of all the best people. We are going to continue with all the best people, too, talking about Donald Trump when he was first elected. Talked about he would surround himself with only the best people, all the best people, all the most qualified people. And unfortunately, most of those qualified best people got fired, resigned, left, quit, were shamed out, pushed out, whatever. So he is still going to surround himself, I have no doubt, with more new all the best people. Stephen Miller was our topic last hour.
Oh, the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
for best person.
He's really something. Laura Loomer
is
now very, very tight in Donald Trump's circle.
I mean, like super close. Like
she's traveling on the plane with him.
She's sleeping at Mar-a-Lago, and these are confirmed. This is not conjecture, nor is it rumor.
That she's staying there.
Yes.
There are some pictures. There are quite a few pictures of Donald Trump with Laura Loomer looking pretty cozy.
And he's not a toucher.
No, he's not a touchy. Well, only if it's unwanted, apparently.
Fair point.
Touchy-feely.
There it is.
So we thought we'd look a little closer at Laura Loomer and what makes her among all the best people. Senator Lindsey Graham and Marjorie Taylor Howler Monkey Green fired off criticisms of Laura Loomer after she has been spotted twice with the former president in just the last couple of days, warning that Loomer's presence could trip up the ex-president's re-election chances. Marjorie Taylor says, I've spoken with President Trump, but I'm not going to go into details of our personal conversation. In response, Laura Loomer, the measured, calm, reasonable person that she is, went nuclear, essentially, accusing both Green and Lindsey Graham of not being MAGA enough, and then essentially saying, Lindsey, we know you're gay. Why don't you just say it and get it over with?
Good Lord. I mean, but here's the thing. I will say this, that I disagree with MTG on one thing. I think Laura Loomer perfectly represents the milieu of that campaign, which is shoot and then aim, then explain, and then walk away and take no responsibility.
And never apologize.
Never apologize. Everything is right when I say it. There are no facts. Laura Loomer is maybe, You can talk about the Constitution being a growing document that grows and adapts over time. She is the adaptation of the MAGA movement. She is the new incarnation, like a Terminator robot, where this is the version.
This is the latest incarnation.
Exactly. This is like Mark 40, you know what I mean?
Right.
And MTG, is she MAGA enough?
She might not be. Again, Laura Loomer's in the inner circle now.
Yeah.
She's staying at Mar-a-Lago.
And Lindsey Graham has been blamed the border bill failing on Donald Trump. He called the debate a disaster, I believe. That might not be the exact word, but he said it was terrible. You're criticizing Dear Leader.
Well, that's enough to get you kicked out of MAGA.
Yeah.
Because you've said this many times, the line of loyalty continues to move.
Correct.
And eventually, you might be MAGA now.
Yeah.
Next week, you might not be MAGA enough.
And if Laura Loomer is the standard right now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
You know who's really taking some heat now from Laura Loomer?
Who?
Charlie Sykes.
Oh, you know, that guy who architected this whole thing.
Well, he kind of set the table and poured the wine for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I was working with Charlie at the time when Donald Trump called into his show. And I disagree with Charlie on so many things.
Yeah.
So many things. But he handled it beautifully.
Yeah.
He wasn't rude. Okay. He wasn't angry.
Mm-hmm.
He just essentially said, Mr. Trump, here in Wisconsin, we do something called Wisconsin Nice. And I don't think you get that.
No.
So Charlie Sykes was on Morning Joe yesterday morning. And this is what Charlie Sykes said. It's extraordinary. Laura Loomer is not just a bigot. She's a freak. She is at the far edges of the fever swamp. Even Marjorie Taylor Greene described her as racist and offensive. And yet Trump is associating with her.
Mm-hmm.
These are the kinds of people who have his ear right now.
Yeah.
Yes. So at this moment in the campaign, we're less than 2 months away from the election. Donald Trump is associating with some of the craziest, weirdest figures on the right.
Yeah.
I think that's a perfectly reasonable statement.
Remember when we were upset that he named Rex Tillerson Secretary of State? We were like, oh, the oil guy? I can't believe. Now that is adorable.
Yeah.
Who's going to be Secretary of State if he becomes president? Who's going to be in that cabinet? And by the way, they'll all be acting secretaries.
Right. They won't have to get confirmed by anybody.
Never, because he wants to fire and hire SEC, because there's nothing makes a man happier than being at a rally or firing somebody.
Yeah. So Laura Loomer responded.
Oh, boy.
To Charlie Sykes. Charlie Sykes, you're a washed-up radio host with an obsession with getting Trump. You lost your career in radio because you're an insufferable never-Trump C-word who couldn't read the room, and you lost your audience because they abandoned you when you viciously attacked Trump with nonstop lies in 2016. You call Trump a racist today because he spoke out about animal cruelty in Springfield. You called him racist for posting a meme with a cat. Why would you defend third world invaders who are abusing animals? Who's the freak? You know what you are, Charlie? You're an oxygen thief. Ow.
I'd like to respond to the words of Miss Loomer.
Ow.
You're still the freak. You're still the freak, without a doubt.
You have the crown.
She is literally a person, when I look at her, I'm like, there's so much happening in those eyes. There's so much anger and just poison happening in those eyes that I kind of be like, what happened? Let's talk. And I mean that. I'm not being funny right now. Every time I see a person who is that extreme, I always want to know.
What happened?
What happened?
Hurt people. Hurt people.
Exactly.
Charlie responded in his Substack. By now, you'd think Laura Loomer would be used to be calling an anti-Semitic, Islamophobic, racist grotesquerie, as well as conspiracist nut job, and an overall vile human being. You would have thought she would have developed a thickish hide.
Oh, God, no. No.
but apparently not.
Those individuals, go with me on this. Mm. The skin layers they have, together, it still wouldn't be as much. Like, they're so thin-skinned. You put them all together, they're still so sensitive.
Oh.
There's no getting
away. They can't take any criticism. They can't take any pushback.
No.
Look at Stephen Miller freaking out when that reporter tried to get him to cite the source of his numbers when he's talking about crime in Venezuela.
Yeah.
How dare you question me?
And let's not even talk about jokes. They can't take a joke.
Because they can't recognize a joke.
No.
Don't forget, Laura Loomer tweeted recently that should Kamala Harris be elected, the White House will smell of curry. Oh,
yes.
She continues to insist that she wasn't questioning if the 9/11 attacks were an inside job, although she did share a video on her ex, on her Twitter feed that used that phrase. She is a self-identified Islamophobe. She got kicked off of Twitter for it a couple of years back. And then, of course, Elon reinstated her. She restates her belief that Al-Qaeda was to blame for the attack. But she has been questioning whether or not 9/11 was an inside job for years.
And this brings us back to a question that Jane and I have been asking for months now to all those supporters out there, all those MAGA people. This is what you want as your representation. These are the ideas that you want to glom onto. You don't get to separate yourself from this. When you say you are MAGA, when you are a Trump fan, these are the people who represent your beliefs and ideas.
Yes.
This is why people assume that you are a racist, homophobic, transphobic, sexist, all those things, because these are the people who are talking on your platform. So how do you square that? How do you square this sort of behavior against the American dream, the idea of hard work and bootstraps and
joyful,
personal responsibility.
Joyful warriors.
Yeah.
Tom from West Dallas listening here on WAUK. I totally believe after the election, Trump will get divorced and either Laura Loomer or Alina Haba will be his next wife.
Fourth time's a charm.
I think they're auditioning right now.
Oh,
stay
boy.
Close. We'll keep this going. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, resident young person Calvin on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join the conversation. Call or text, same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, talking about all the best people that Donald Trump surrounds himself continually with. Laura Loomer, one of the latest. She is a screaming Islamophobe, homophobe, phobe.
Yeah,
she's an all-around phobe. And it's important that people realize that these are the people who have the ear of the man who wants to be president of the United States.
Yep. Yeah.
She has claimed that 9/11 was an inside job. Who did Donald Trump take with him to the 9/11 memorial this week? Laura Loomer.
That's so disgusting.
And the families of the 9/11 victims should be infuriated. Mark from Prairie du Sac is on the line. Good morning, Mark. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. And Laura Looney Loomer, I mean, it is just sad. I mean, for these people, what has gone wrong with them? I mean, the song by America from 1974, This is Lonely People, I mean, that they think life has passed them by, so this is what they latch on to Donald Trump. I mean, it is just sad. I mean, the people that embrace this man, I mean, that, I don't know if I brought it up on this show, but on my walk that I take my dog on, one of the houses I go by has some Trump signs out, and he's got his farm all tractor, little bit bigger than the one I drove around when I was a kid. That he's got on there by the Farmall logo on there, locally hated. And for people that feel that way, I mean, it is just sad. It is just, you know, they've cut themselves off of I don't want to say, maybe polite society isn't quite the right word, but of society itself. I mean, of society that's out there ready to embrace just about everybody. But, I mean, that it is just, when you embrace that kind of animus toward your fellow man, I don't know what to do about it.
Well, when you're so angry.
Yeah.
And that's all that motivates you, right, Mark? It's anger and hatred. It's not healthy. And I've said, too, there are many, many broken people.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of broken people. It's heartbreaking to see. But this is not a healthy way to channel anything.
No.
There's a woman that I follow on Twitter who used to be MAGA. And has left MAGA.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this quote from her. She said, since I've got out of MAGA, I've learned not to respond to things purely in an emotional way, especially if it makes me angry. My anger is what led me down those dark paths of conspiracy theories and just conspiracies in general. So if you allow everything to be directed by your anger, you're going to end up in a dark place.
And it doesn't get better. You don't surround yourself with good people. You surround yourself with people who are as angry,
if not
more angry. And you become influenced. And everything that makes you feel good becomes truth. And everything that challenges your beliefs is false. Lies.
855-752-4842 if you would like to join us. Mike from West Bend is on the line. Good morning, Mike. Thank you for joining us.
Well, good morning. I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I also enjoy those comments from Mark. I will give you a suggestion, though. I like to listen to both sides. I mostly vote Democratic. I'm very independent. But what I don't hear, and I'm going to tell you right off the bat, okay?
Okay.
Whether your station, I am sick of hearing Trump bashing all day. I want to know what Kamala Harris, what her focus is, what her plans, what should I be excited about? Because I sat there yesterday doing paperwork. I'm 75 years old. My prescriptions are up 17%. My electric bill's up 28%. I just want to know what her ideas are and hope for our future. I want to see a policy. I've gone online. I've read her stuff. There's nothing of substance. She's never on TV. And I thought, well, okay, listen to WAUK. They're going to all vote for Kamala. We'll talk about Kamala and promote her because I don't want to hear Trump bashing. I got friends that are Democrats. And Mark just talked about hate. Oh, my God. I got friends that are Democrats that are so hateful. Their whole life is filled up with that. And I
appreciate that, Mike. I appreciate you listening and for calling. I do want to just correct you for one thing. It's pronounced Kamala.
Yeah.
I do think it's been long enough now that we can all learn how to pronounce her name.
Yeah.
It's Kamala.
Kamala.
And did you watch the debate? Have you watched any of her rallies?
Her CNN interview.
Her CNN interview.
Go to her website. There is a whole list of policies there, Mike. You can find out what she's for. You're talking about prescriptions. She and Joe Biden have helped bring down the price of prescriptions, and they want to keep doing that.
Trust me, in Project 2025, they are going to make sure that Medicare is not allowed to negotiate drug prices.
And you know what, Mike? Maybe you are right. Maybe we need to talk also about the policy plans of both candidates. And we can talk at length about the things that Kamala wants to do, which is taking all of the successes she's had with Joe Biden, infrastructure, prescription drugs, all of those things helping to boost the economy to a ridiculous health.
Bringing back manufacturing jobs.
Yes, creating tens of millions of jobs. We need to talk about that. Maybe we do. And thank you for calling and thank you for telling us that. We focus on that good, but then we have to also talk about the policies of Donald Trump, which are none. And if we sound like we're bashing him, it's because we are being truthful about the things he says and he does to other people.
And the people he surrounds himself with.
Yeah.
We're not making this up.
No.
And that's why I think if you feel that you don't know enough about Kamala Harris's policies, I still think that there are many people who are Trump supporters who have no idea what he supports, because essentially he has no policies.
No.
He has concepts of plans.
He very well admitted to not, he wouldn't talk about his healthcare plan. Why?
Because he doesn't have one.
No, because he's not president yet, Jane.
Oh, that's why. So he never thinks about anything related to the presidency until after he's been elected.
That's how you do it.
Except for negotiating peace between Russia and Ukraine. Well, that he could do before he takes office.
Yeah, exactly.
If he wanted to.
But Mike, you're absolutely right. Maybe that's what we can do between now and the election. We can
talk more policy.
We'll have people on who want to talk about the policy.
Sure.
We can inform you, but we can only do so much, buddy. Go to her website, go to a website, and go to his website too. Go to all the candidates' websites, check out their policies, because they do exist. I've looked at them. It's not something that's unavailable. And she is very available on television. That's all we can do.
I don't know what else.
We've led you to the water. The rest is up to you, buddy.
There is info out there if you look.
Yep.
All right. News is coming up next. We're going to light it up when we return. We are talking to the EAA. Ed Becerra is a pilot. Tracy Miller helps run the Young Eagles program. If you have a young person in your household who's interested in aviation as a career, you are going to want to stick around for this. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This outbound plane, 'cause I've been here before and somehow this doesn't feel the same.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Calvinator on the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text at 855-752-4842 or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Very excited to have our next two guests with us. Ed Becerra, I hope I'm saying that right, Ed, is a pilot.
You got it.
And he is associated with the EAA. And Tracy Miller, also associated with the EAA. And you help run the Young Eagles program. Welcome to both of you. Thank you so much for joining us today. Where should we start? What, Ed, we'll start with you on why should young people want to get into aviation, not beyond being a pilot? Because there's so many other things involved in the whole aviation industry, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, flying airplanes is really cool. I'm very lucky to be able to go and get up and fly pretty much whenever I want, since we do own our own airplane. But the aviation industry is so diverse. There's so many different things you can do. A lot of times people think that the only path to being a commercial pilot is by flying for the airlines, but there's also corporate, there's also like agriculture flying, flight instructors. There's just so much to do in the aviation industry, aside from just being a commercial pilot flying, big metal buses in the air.
As much as I would love to do that, because
there's also a lot of
Sorry, Tracy, go ahead.
I was just going to say there's also a lot of non-flying aviation and aerospace careers that people don't normally think about. There's air traffic controllers. There's baggage handlers. There's the people on the ground that tell the planes turn right, turn left. There are aerospace engineers at NASA. There's just plethora of things that people can do.
Tracy, when you work with the Young Eagles program, does everyone come in wanting to be a pilot? Is that pretty much the main driving factor? I would love to be a pilot. I think that would be one of the coolest things in the world. I know I couldn't handle the math. For me, that's why I do what I do, because I don't math.
That's why they make computers.
That's why they make computers?
Yeah.
Are you telling me a pilot? You telling me that I could barely add, girl. Are you sure you want me to be a pilot?
Math was not my strong suit, but Ed, I mean, I haven't taken the test in more years than I plan to discuss, but
but
that's why they have calculators and computers.
But you were a pilot, Tracy.
When kids come in for... I am, yes. I'm grounded right now because of medical reasons, but I was a pilot, and I struggled more with the weather part of learning to be a pilot, the clouds and the weather fronts, than I did with the math part. And that was just where my barrier was. But I really believe, and this is why I work with these kids, I really believe that there's no one who can't do something. We have a rally tomorrow, and no, don't go and register because it's all full. We have a rally tomorrow, and I'm expecting 48 screaming people who are going to become my BFFs to come in that door, and they're going to come in, and they're going to be clean slates, and they're going to go to a ground school class, and high school kids teaching kids are going to teach them some of the very basic things. What keeps a plane in the air? And yes, we all know it's money, but besides that, what keeps a plane in the air? What is lift? What is drag? Those types of things. And they have little models and tricks they use to show the kids. The kids are going to get an opportunity to get on our simulators. We have two professional grade simulators. Ed helped set them up, so he knows more about them than I do. But we let the kids get on the simulators because it's okay if you crash if you're on the simulator. And then they get a ride in a plane. And whoever sits in front gets to fly. And they come back, and the looks on their face, we take pictures right when they climb out, and the looks on their face are amazing. And they want to know, when can they go again?
They must just be beaming when they get off that plane. I can only imagine the glow off these kids.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes, you know, every now and then you get one that really, really doesn't want to. Wants to try it, but doesn't want to try it. It's a no shame zone. If they get in the plane and they taxi to the end of the runway and the kid says, time out, I don't want to do this, that's fine. They taxi back. No harm, no foul. Put another kid in.
That's great. How many of these events do you do a year, Tracy, for the young Eagles program?
We do one per month, March through November, weather permitting. You know, our weather doesn't always permit March and November.
Sure.
We got once this year we couldn't fly because of high winds, and another time we had to stop early because the winds increased, and we had to explain that to the kids. Because they don't understand. It's sunny. It's clear. Let's go flying.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ed can speak to the dangers of that more than I can. Because he has a small, lightweight plane. But we do this monthly. There is a website. It's a national website called youngeaglesday.org or .com. And you go there. You put in your zip code. And we have kids that drive up from, the families drive up from Aurora to fly with us.
Wow.
We're one of the only, we're probably the only chapter that does the ground school to the extent that we do, and that involves the kids in the science and the math to the extent that we do. We have a very large group of families from the western suburbs of Chicago who know each other and all try and register every month, and you know, can't fly every month. But we have people who bring their foreign exchange students. So
where do you fly out of?
It's a wide variety.
Where do you fly out of, Tracy? Where is your ground school? Where do people attend the ground school?
Racine Batten Airport. We're on the grounds of Batten Airport, but we have our own hangar north of the terminal building. One of our chapter members years ago was the late Sam Johnson.
Wow.
Whose name is very familiar around Wisconsin.
Yep.
And he gave seed money to start the Young Eagles program to EAA National. And he also gave seed money to the chapter to build our hangar. And they built it with blood, sweat, and tears.
If you're just joining us, Tracy Miller is our guest. She works with the Young Eagles program related to the EAA, and Ed Becerra is a pilot. And we're talking about the Young Eagles program and all the opportunities within the aviation industry.
How long has the Young Eagles program been around? I mean, you said Sam Johnson put in seed money, so we're talking quite a few decades, but is 92. It before that?
1992. And as of, and I can give you a number, I believe, as of last month, well, I'll have to find it, but I could give you the how many millions of kids have had this opportunity around the world.
That's fantastic. We'll make sure we include.
It's not just.
We'll make sure that we include the link also, in the show notes when the show is over. So if people want to go register for future events, they can have that information there. Ed, what was it that got
I
you
also
into?
Want to mention our aviation.
Go ahead, Tracy.
I just want to mention our Aviation Explorer program for high school age kids who are interested in a career in aviation. That's all.
Fantastic.
Wonderful.
Ed, what got you into flying? What got you involved in this program?
Well, actually, I owe a lot of that to my dad. When I was a kid, my dad and I would watch Top Gun and blare the sound, the stereo as loud as it could possibly go and annoy the heck out of my mom. But we used to, I grew up not that far from O'Hare Airport, so we would always see the planes flying over the house. So my dad was really the one that really got me into aviation. And my grandparents had a cottage not that far from Oshkosh. So we would go to the museum up there. EAA's HQ is up there in Oshkosh. And I got to take my first airplane ride through Young Eagles there in Oshkosh. And so ever since then, the fire was really lit under me. And that kind of what got me into aviation and decided to, at that time, I decided to want to do it as a career. Unfortunately, some things happened along the way, and I just do it as a hobby now.
That's a pretty cool hobby.
That's an amazing hobby.
I'm just
going
to say, it's a little more exciting than trading cards and, whatever. That's a pretty cool hobby, Ed.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And doing the Young Eagles program is awesome, especially since that's how I got my start into aviation. And getting to see kids have that same look on their face like I did when I was 13 or 14 years old, it's just the coolest.
And how it is a long process to get licensed as a pilot. I mean, you certainly have to put in many, many hours in order to before you can fly solo, correct?
Correct. Yeah, there's no limit per se as to how many hours you need before you solo. I believe you just have to be 16 years old, and it matters when your flight instructor decides that you're ready to go out on your own. Wow. But the minimum age is 16 to actually solo an aircraft. The minimum number of hours that you need to become a pilot to become a private pilot is 40 hours, but the national average is probably around 70 to 80. I was what they call a 120-hour student. I picked it up. I started doing it when I was when I just got out of high school, and then unfortunately some things happened throughout life, and I just wasn't able to complete it. But then back in 2018, I finally got my license, and it's literally been one of the best things that I've ever done in my entire life. And also to joining the chapter, I mean, there's EAA chapters all throughout the country and actually throughout the entire world. And some of my best friends that I have in life have been through, that I've met through the chapter.
How many hours? Okay. You're a pilot. If you're going to take a new, you're going to fly with a new pilot. How many hours would you want that person to have before you're going to fly with them?
So as long as they're a certificated pilot, meaning that they actually took the check ride with the FAA examiner, I would have no, I would definitely fly with them. That's the important role in the flight instructor's job, is when they feel like you're ready to go and take your test to become a pilot, then, that's enough for me to know that I think that they're a safe pilot. On the other hand, it's how comfortable does that new pilot feel taking a new passenger? So as long as they're comfortable, then I'm comfortable.
And Tracy, going back to all of the other jobs involved in the aviation industry beyond being a pilot, certainly mechanics, I would think aviation mechanics, that's got to be a pretty well-paying position.
It is, and they estimate that the United States is going to be short 30,000 aviation mechanics by the next 10 years. Chapter 838 provides scholarships for with airframe and power plant mechanics at MSOE every year. And we also provide private pilot scholarships because we realize that it's pilot training is a big chunk of money. And we provide, the National provides some scholarships and we fundraise to provide some scholarships. And, you know, Ed talks about the full circle about being a young eagle and then giving young eagles rides. Our very first scholarship that we gave is a gentleman who just last month qualified as a commercial instructor, and he's coming back home to fly young eagles tomorrow.
Oh, That's fantastic, really cool.
Love that.
That is really, really cool. Well, we will put all of the links in our show notes. If you have a young person, maybe it's just you, and you would like to find out more about the Young Eagles, about the EAA, how you can learn more, how you can get involved. Tracy Miller and Ed Becerra, thank you so very, very much for your time this morning. It's been really interesting. Safe travels, blue skies.
Thanks for having us.
Stay with us. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Fly.
These broken wings are gonna leave me here to stand my ground. You can have this ticket for that lonely plane that's flying out. I don't want to be standing here, and I don't want to be talking here, and I don't really care who's to blame. Cause if love won't fly on its own free will, it's gonna catch that outbound plane. If love won't fly on its own free will, it's gonna catch that.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, and Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We were just talking to Tracy and Ed from the EAA, talking about the Young Eagles program. What a cool opportunity.
I know. And I wanted to ask them the question, is there a Eagles program for, like, you know, gray beard people or gray haired people, or maybe like a
Brendan says on the live stream, maybe there's a crusty old Eagles program. I would join that, the crusty old Eagles.
I feel like that whole interview was just about Jane figuring out whether or not she could become a pilot.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
You were so incredulous. Like the woman says, the computers are there, like, I don't know. What are you, Laura Loomer or something? That's a reference.
She's like, that's why there's calculators. Yeah. What's wrong with you? So, that was hilarious. But again, what a cool hobby, right? What are you doing this weekend? I'm going to go fly.
Yeah, I'm going to go visit my friends up in, you know, Montana. I'm going to fly there.
Yeah, we're going to Montana for lunch.
Oh, that'd be fun.
But we will get all the links in the show notes after the show is over. It takes Greg about a half an hour to do that. He does a really good job. So go to civicmedia.us after the show. Click on shows. Click on Matt and Air on Air. And that will take you to every single episode of the show, going all the way back to the beginning.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
There are some missing days we found.
Oh, yes.
I don't know what happened, but we'll figure it out. If not, then... But yes, I would say 98.9%.
Of the episodes are there.
Yes.
Reminder as well, Waukesha Farmers Market tomorrow. It runs from 8 to noon in the parking lot of the Waukesha State Bank right along the Fox River in downtown Waukesha. Civic Media will be there. I will be there tomorrow from 9 to 11. Stop by. I would love to meet you. We have a fabulous wheel of prizes. If you want to chat, I would love to talk to you. I mean it. I'll buy you a cup of coffee. We'll split a scone of peace. And you can talk at me. I mean, we'll talk together for as long as makes you happy. Come on down. And It is a great farmer's market.
Oh, yeah.
I mean that very honestly.
Yeah.
If you've never been, there's all kinds of food stalls and they have flowers. You can get your dog's nails clipped. You can get your knives sharpened. There's food and there's food trucks and there's music and it's a great farmer's market. So come on out tomorrow morning. I will be there 9 to 11, the farmer's market tomorrow, 8 until noon in downtown Waukesha.
Jane, you know what people can do if they want to also listen to the show?
What can they do?
They can download the Civic Media app and listen to us wherever they are. They can go on there. They can click on WAUK and listen to us. They can also download the show as a podcast. So let's say you're on the move. You're busy. You got things to do.
Sure.
You can't listen to the show, Jane, right now because you're on the show.
Right.
You want to listen to it later. Go on your favorite podcast distribution center of choice. Find Matt and Air on Air. Download it. Subscribe to it. And you can listen to it anytime.
At your convenience.
At your convenience.
Whatever is easy for you.
And we say things that get on the internets. It's a place called social media. You can follow us on social media. Matt and Air on Air. Now I'm going to spell it for you correctly this time, Calvin. I'll spell it correctly this time. MATENAER.
Well done.
On Air. You can follow us on Twitter because this house calls it Twitter.
Yes.
You can follow us on Facebook. You can also follow Civic Media on YouTube as well as Twitter. And you can see us live streaming. You can chat with us. You can send us cool stuff. But come be our friend.
Be our friend. Download the app.
Yeah.
Especially starting next week. We have a new contest.
Oh, mother glory.
And you're going to have to do it through the app.
Yes.
So if you do not have the Civic Media app yet, I would highly encourage you to download it this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Because starting on Monday, you're going to have a chance at some really nice prizes.
And that app is only $2 million.
It's free.
Ah, darn it.
Our app is free, Civic Media app. What is happening at the Tap this weekend?
Oh, we got two shows. Friday and Saturday, 7:30, we got Kate Willick coming through town. I believe she's from New York. She's been on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert and a bunch of other Comedy Central as well. And the lineup is going to be fantastic. My friend Kristen Lighty, who I actually interviewed for Matt and Air on Air for the Labor Day show.
Oh, really?
So if you heard her interview talking about being a part of WEAC and being an organizing director, this is another sign of her. She is a stand-up comic as well.
Fantastic.
Recorded a record called Disassociation Vacation. It's wonderful. She's wonderful. And then Louisa Noy is hosting. She is a comic by way of Austin, lives in Milwaukee by way of Germany. So it's going to be a really, really fun show. But that Friday and Saturday. And then guess what, Jane? On Saturday, Comedy Sports, 8 p.m., the Laughing Liberally show, I will be performing.
Really?
I know. It's crazy pants.
Wait, along with Comedy Sports?
No, I won't be performing a show there. I'm no longer a paid professional player there, but I will be doing a show in their side room called The Garage. Laughing Liberally is a mixed comedy show as far as like you're going to see stand-up, sketch, and then in there you will also see an interview with you with a community leader. So
oh,
he's
cool.
Interviewed all sorts. In fact, I think I saw Angela Lang interviewed there once. But yeah, Matthew Filipovich, who puts the whole thing together, he's actually been on the show as well. He hosts the show, and his sketch comedy team, the Accountants of Homeland Security, will do some sketches, and I'll be doing stand-up along with Chastity Washington and some other great. And Chastity is the best stand-up comedian in the city, period.
Well, you heard it here.
Bah, none. So you can come on out. You can go to laughingliberallymke.com for tickets. Laughing Tap for tickets for the shows at the club. There's a lot going on. There's always comedy happening in Milwaukee.
And we will get those links in our show notes as well. So if you want to check out the Laughing Tap or Laughing Liberally, those links will be there. Go support our local comedians.
Yeah, please.
It's great to still have live comedy.
Yeah.
Because we almost lost it for a couple of years there.
We did lose it. We lost it. Well, yeah, we lost it for a little bit.
Yep, we did.
Terrible.
And I hope to see you tomorrow morning at the Waukesha Farmers Market.
Scones of Peace.
Scones of Peace, 9 to 11. The market itself from 8 until noon. Look for the Civic Media tent. Stop by. Spin the wheel of prizes for an item that could but probably won't change the course of your entire life. I hate to oversell.
Wow, okay. I guess.
Stay close. News is coming up next. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and thank you to all of our engineers. Without you guys, absolutely nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy over the weekend and you get the chance to share it. News coming up, then Todd Alba. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you Monday.